When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Scandal and vice, or sugar and spice. It's naughty but nice.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it's Friday. We made it to the end of another week together, Naughties. Another week together, and we always have the pleasure of ending our week with our friend, Corey Andrew. Hey, Corey, are you there?
Hello, everyone. I am here. Now, don't mind my voice. I know I sound a little bit like Betty Davis. Peter. But I had a little bit of a flu and I'm over it now, but the voice is still a little wonky.
Sounds like you've been smoking Marlboro Lights till 4 in the morning.
Brenda Vaccaro.
Okay, yeah. Let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends?
It is tea time.
Big story at the top of the show. So Meghan Markle and Harry attended Ellen and Portia's vow renewal. So Meghan and Harry, they were spotted having a wonderful time attending this very special event. Sources are saying that now Ellen, Portia, Meghan and Harry are very close friends. So the reason we really know this happened is that Ellen posted a video afterwards. And if you look really closely in the video, you can see the Duke and the Duchess all smiles watching Kris Jenner, of all people, officiate the ceremony. So it was meant to be a birthday party, a 50th birthday party for Portia. And so they'd invited all their friends to their new home. And just as the party was about to start, everybody was there. Portia walked out in that beautiful original ivy gown that she wore to their wedding in 2008. But Brandy Carlisle was there, performing "The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face." Ellen was completely shocked by all this. And she was like, "Oh my God." Then Kris Jenner stood up officiate the ceremony. She welcomed everybody to what people thought was a birthday party, but turned out to be something much bigger. And then Portia said, "Surprise." Everybody laughed. And then she said to Ellen, "You don't have to say anything, but I was thinking about what would make my birthday really, really special, apart from being here with our family and our friends. And it was reminding you that you're the most important thing in the world to me in front of all our family and friends." Also in the crowd, we spotted Gwyneth Paltrow, Jennifer Aniston, Carol Burnett, Courtney Cox, Katy Perry, Orlando Bloom.
My goodness.
It's like the Oscars. It looks amazing. Harry and Meghan are now part of this world. This is their world.
Yeah, well, clearly our invite got lost. So heads will roll on that. But listen, I think it's a really important story too, because now in the headlines, you have a lot of stories about how Meghan and Harry are supposedly getting snubbed by everyone in Hollywood. you know, they didn't get invited to this party. They did not get invited to that party.
Party recently. They were not.
Right, yep. Right. So that's the narrative that's been kind of circulating. So I'm glad to put that rumor to rest that they are still A-listers and they're in that world. Yeah,
definitely A-listers. I think too, you know, there's rumors that they might turn up at the Grammys this weekend.
They should.
They're A-listers. Like, they should. They're superstars. Yeah. People might not love them. 10 years ago, nobody really wanted anything to do with Kim Kardashian.
Right, right.
Or any of the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. Now they're at the Met Ball, the cover of Vogue, and her mom, Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, officiating.
The vow renewal, which I thought was a little strange. But I like this about Ellen. So I thought Ellen was strictly friends with Jennifer Aniston, Oprah Winfrey, and Gwyneth Paltrow, like super A-list.
Yeah, yeah.
And now to know that she has reality stars in her friendship group, that's a big role. Mm. To ask somebody to officiate your vow renewal, that's somebody that you love and trust. So I was shocked to see how close they were. Remember when Bethany Frankel was close to Ellen and they had a falling out?
Mm-hmm. Well, Bethany Ellen has a falling out with... Well, Bethany falls out with everybody.
Falls out with everybody. But it's easy to sort of think of Ellen as sort of a bit of a snob about celebrities. Mm-hmm. And no, that's not the case. Like, obviously, Katy Perry, Orlando Bloom.
Yeah.
They're super, super A-list. But I love that there's a Kardashian Jenner there. And also members of the royal family. This is their
world.
What
a mix. What
obviously,
a mix.
Obviously, Meghan grew up with this as an American. It's all new to Harry.
Yeah.
Harry
yeah.
just didn't go to these sort of parties in Britain. He had a really lonely life. If you read the book Spare, lots and lots of stuff in the book we've talked about, most of it, but what one of the lasting points that came across, at least to me, was how lonely his life was. He was sort of rattling around a palace all by himself.
Yeah, yeah. And feeling like he was less than, obviously, thus the title of the book. So he's never felt really sort of included. So maybe this Hollywood world that's embracing him, it could be the very first time he's felt unconditionally that these are his friends. You never know.
Yeah, I know. I think you're right. You've got to find your crew, your gang, your squad. That's what Taylor Swift would call them. I found my squad and I'm really happy with them. It's a pretty small squad. I don't have that many in it, but I really like that I've got my little inner circle.
Yeah.
And that's all you need in life. You don't need 1,000 friends.
Yeah,
you
it gets complicated.
That's all you need. And so I really hope that all this works out beautifully for them. It was wild in the video to see Harry standing there. Like, I was watching the video and I definitely was looking for famous faces. It's Ellen.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And so I thought we'd see Jennifer Aniston. Probably Gwyneth. I thought maybe we might see, you know, other people, big Hollywood stars that she was, maybe even Oprah.
I thought there
might be Oprah there. And then I was like, who that redhead?
Cara Burnett, honey. Yeah,
I mean. Harry. I love it. Which brings us to our poll question of the day. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry did attend Ellen and Portia's vow renewal. Would you want Harry and Meghan to be at your wedding? Now, I know you're all going to think yes, but when I got married to Bruce, my husband knows famous people, we didn't want anyone famous there because it wanted to be our day.
Yeah, yeah.
And so any famous person that came would have stole the spotlight a little bit.
A little,
I was very careful at the time. May she rest in peace. Joan Rivers was a really close friend. Joan did not come. She sent a gift.
Okay.
Her and Kathy Lee. And I don't think I invited them. I told them they could send a gift. But I don't think they were actually invited to the wedding. I didn't want anyone famous at my wedding. What about you? Would you want Harry and Meghan at your wedding? I know you're going to think the answer's yes, but think it through. If you're standing there in your beautiful dress and your tuxedo, whatever you're wearing, and everybody's watching Harry and Meghan. During your first dance, everyone's watching Harry and Meghan. During your speeches, everyone's watching Harry. Think it through before you vote. It's more complicated than it sounds here. Corey, I think I might have changed your mind. Go vote.
You saw my face. You saw my face.
Naughty Nice Rob, our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Corey, love. What are you working on?
Yes, well, NeNe Leakes is throwing shade. She calls the Real Housewives franchise starless. Which, and she may kind of have a point in some aspects.
She does have a point. That's the point.
She does. But NeNe Leakes, she threw shade at the current Bravo talent by calling the Real Housewives franchise starless. Now, she says these girls on these shows, they're just not stars. Now, she's, of course, from the Real Housewives of Atlanta, and she got quite famous herself on that show. And she says, if you look at it, all the stars that were on any of these franchises, they took them off, and everybody that is left is starless. So when Charlamagne the God pointed out that the Potomac franchise got high ratings, Leakes was not convinced. And she said, oh, does it? Very fierce. And then she says, well, when was the last time you looked at those ratings? She jabbed. Now, Leakes, 55 years old, then admitted that she doesn't watch the show, but she does watch some of the clips that end up on social media. And she admits, I'm not really a TV watcher. I don't watch TV at all, she claimed. Now, the radio host disagreed with Leakes, though, saying that Dixon and her co-host, Gisele Bryant, were, in fact, stars. But NeNe was not having it. She responded, they're not famous. They may be known, but there's a difference between being famous and being known. And so I don't know about famous, but maybe they're known for a minute. Now, when she was asked about her former Real Housewives of Atlanta co-star Candy Burris, Leakes admitted, well, okay, I will give you Candy. But everyone else, I don't see it. You know, they're just known. But then moving on, Leakes also said that she didn't even know who was still on The Real Housewives of New York City. Because, you know, of course, lately those cast members have been changing so rapidly.
Yeah.
I can't even keep up. But I will say, here's where NeNe falls in trouble again, as she always does. She does not know how to be humble, because she began as being an unknown as well.
Yep.
And she built her
brand up. Every professional. Right? We all do.
Absolutely. Yep. So I think that she's really showing why maybe her star has fallen because of that kind of attitude. What do you think, Rob?
Yeah, it's a bad look. It's a Bethany look. When Bethany trashed the Housewives for years, and now she's doing a podcast about the Housewives. I get it. That's her bread and butter. NeNe would love to be back on the show. She'll never be back because she called Andy Cohen a racist, and she also alleged that he did drugs.
Yeah.
And so she's never, ever going to be back. You can upset the other ladies in return. You can't upset the boss.
Right.
And that's true in life. You can upset people you work with, but if you upset the boss, you are out. So NeNe is out. She will never be back. I do think, though, even though it's a very bad look for NeNe, and it really makes her look petty, it doesn't make her look smart, she does have a point.
Right.
But what's happened here is the whole show has changed. The women that joined the show early on when it was at its peak became overnight stars.
Mm-hmm.
Now the show is not as popular anymore.
No.
And if you join the show now, you won't become the next NeNe, you won't become the next Luann, you won't become the next Ramona. It's just impossible for that to happen.
Right.
A friend of mine, Aviva Drescher, the one with the one leg who joined the New York show, Aviva couldn't get any social media followers, and she was on for 2 years, and she just couldn't figure it out. And I was like, you joined 10 years too late. Nobody's getting any social media followers now. There's people on the New Jersey Housewives. I don't know them. I've been out for drinks with them.
I've been
to parties with them. I know Teresa because she was on from day one.
Yeah.
And so I think the whole formula of Housewives has changed.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to do the show, enjoy it, earn some money, but it doesn't make you a star or a household name anymore. Now, the thing is with NeNe, though, and let's be really clear here, is she's being mean, and she should be very careful, because a lot of people would argue NeNe's not a star. She's known.
They did make that
real actors,
claim.
People on dramatic shows, musicians, they don't like reality stars.
No.
So there's all these horrible sort of classes of different types of stars.
Mm-hmm.
We say it all the time. A-listers, B-listers. Are you famous on a reality show? Yes, but that's more notorious.
Yeah.
What's your talent? So NeNe, this is, if you're listening, hello, 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 it's a bad look. I feel for NeNe a little bit, though, here, and I shouldn't, because she really did become famous.
She did.
I remember going to a party with Bethany. It was me, Bethany, and a friend, and we went to meet NeNe. And NeNe and Bethany whispered to each other, let's take a picture because we're both the most famous people on our franchise.
Oh, my goodness.
They loved it. I sort of cringed a little bit. It was a sort of really a cute thing to say.
No.
I sort of understood what they were saying. That's gone now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, NeNe Leakes, if I saw her, it's interesting. She can never get booked on an NBC show ever again, though. She'll never be booked on E!
No.
Because of what she said about Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
NeNe's difficult, and the more of these interviews she does like
the
this...
The worse it gets.
It's not helping.
Yeah.
The worse it gets. NeNe, if you're listening, I don't think it's a good look. Hey, moving along, there's a new report out of London that Harry was paranoid about the press long before Meghan Markle came into the picture.
Hmm.
The UK Times correspondent Valentine Lowe claims that the Duke of Sussex had an obsession with the media, and it prompted him to carry out loyalty tests on palace aides, and it left them feeling exhausted. So if there was a beef with the media, he wanted to pursue it.
Mm-hmm.
The aides at the palace used to say, Harry, don't pick a fight, Harry. It's just not worth it. Just let this one go. He would not let it go. And if you gave him that advice, he would argue you were not being loyal.
Oh, my goodness.
It's very complicated. And I think this all comes down to the fact that he blames the media, the paparazzi, for killing his mom.
Yes, of course.
And he has a very, very solid footing there to make that argument. There's a lot of evidence there. And he's never got past it. I don't think you ever get over it. He hates the media. So anybody that's blaming Meghan for all this, it's not true.
Yeah.
Long before Meghan arrived, he had a very difficult relationship with the press. Hey, let's move on. What's going on with Kyle Richards? I like her.
I do like Kyle, too. And I grew up with Kyle as a, you know, I loved her movies as a kid. So I really feel kind of, you know, protective of Kyle. But Kyle, she's slamming the frustrating Ozempic rumors and she's claiming I did not take the easy way. Now, many people may not know Ozempic is the drug that now they say has been used in a different capacity than intended for weight loss in Hollywood. So Kyle has issued another Ozempic denial, claiming that those rumors that she takes the diabetes-turned weight loss drug, it's frustrating to her because she says she works out all the time. Now, she says, I cannot stand the speculation. Sometimes I turn my cheek the other way and I ignore it, but I work really hard and it really bothers me, the Bravo personality 54 explained. She says, I would like to be able to be an inspiration to people. So the reality star clarified that she slimmed down by working out for 2 hours every day. She explained, I really put a lot of effort into my diet and exercise, taking care of myself. So when people like to think I took the easy way out, it is frustrating. Now, I will say she maybe do all those things. Maybe she does work out. I think with celebrities, there's another thing going on legally. They've got to be very careful of being claimed, of making claims of a product like this, helping them with weight loss. Because if the public follows their lead and something goes wrong, they are liable for all kinds of lawsuits. So
yeah, and she ain't gonna.
She's not
none
stupid.
Of these housewives would admit to using a diet drug.
No,
they
no,
have to pay
exactly. Right, to right.
These
exactly.
girls to do this. They're not doing it for free. The slippery slope, though, that I don't like here is claiming that I do it the real way and you cheat. I don't think that's true. It's like people that get. I know somebody that lost a ton of weight having that sleeve. Is it?
Yeah, yeah,
surgery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now people are like, he cheated. And
no.
I was like, it was a really difficult decision. And his whole life now, he has to be careful what he eats because he's got half a stomach.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
like that sort of calling other people out that you're doing it the hard way and everybody else is cheating.
Mm-hmm.
But this new diet drug, oh, it's everywhere, Corey.
Yeah,
everyone's talking
yeah.
about it. I know one person who's using it and has lost about 60 pounds. Now, I should say the person was obese.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
was really sort of bordering on being a diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is, the doctor was concerned. And so there was a medical reason. I don't know anybody yet who's just taking it to look cuter or skinnier into a tighter pair of pants.
For Oscar
but I'm
night.
Sure it will happen. But
oh,
this
yeah.
not, I mean, they say that the minute you stop taking it, you go back to your regular
Oh, yeah,
diet.
Yeah, absolutely. And also the side effects. Before anyone thinks about this, Google the side effects and you'll be like,
no. Remember once there was a diet drug and one of the criterias it came with on the packaging was carry around a dark towel to sit on.
Yes, because
no
you...
I've got
to poop
myself.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Well, they, okay.
Oh my gosh.
Take a break.
Hideous.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Schroeder with our dear friend Corey. Let's get to the polls.
Da-da-da.
Last show we talked about Jessica Simpson's secret romance with a massive movie star. Some
yeah.
people are saying it's Marky Mark, Mark Wahlberg.
Hmm.
We thought it might be Johnny Depp. What do you think? Is it Johnny? Let's have a look. 40% said yes, 60% said no. Who is this movie star we don't know yet? Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now
it's time for our nicest of the day. Yes. Well, you know, kind of nice. I have a little bit of a thought on this. But anyway, Diane von Furstenberg, she helped pay off Andre Leon Talley's debts, which is a big deal. So Diane von Furstenberg, she says she wrote a big check to save her pal Andre Leon Talley from being evicted from his home before he died. Now, von Furstenberg stepped in, allowing Talley to enjoy what turned out to be his final months without the enormous money troubles that he was suffering. Now, he was one of my dearest friends, von Furstenberg said. And she told Page Six that, you know, adding modestly that she would have done anything for him. And she says, I have nothing else to say. And I thank you for respecting this. But I wonder, how did they find out in the first place if she didn't want to talk about it? So I'm a little skeptical there. But anyway, it's a nice gesture.
Yeah, and a classy act. She didn't really say anything, but she said that that was a dear friend.
She confirmed.
But he was in trouble. He was several hundred thousand dollars in
debt. Yes.
I reached out to him. I've known him for years. And I offered him a job. And he didn't want it. And he was sort of like a little rude about it, but it was sort of very on track.
He was like that,
I didn't
know
he was going to die. He was not. He could be prickly.
He could be really tough,
And so I'm so happy that friends, because often too, you think you have these work friends who are real friends, and they're not always
when you need them,
So I love that this all worked out. Rest in peace.
Yes.
Let's do our naughtiest of the day.
Naughty.
Don Lemon screamed at his CNN co-host, and the staff were left rattled about it. So according to two sources, they spoke to the New York Post. They claimed that Lemon screamed at his co-host, her name is Caitlin Collins, on December 8th. And it was so ugly that he had to take the next day off work. Don screamed at Caitlin, who was visibly upset, and ran out of the studio.
Oh, no.
Sources say that the bosses at CNN are monitoring the situation. It's very difficult. I'm not defending Don here, but I know it's difficult going from a solo show where you're the boss for 10 years to an ensemble show.
Yeah.
And you've got to figure out your rhythm and who talks when. Apparently,
Don said she was
cutting him off.
Yeah.
But everyone was cutting him off because he's used to run monologue for an hour.
Yeah.
And so, Don, if you're listening, low, play nice. This is all fixable. There's no big drama yet. We all get a little annoyed with each other. I'm going to see this through rose-colored glasses and say, all of you get along, because you don't want to blow this up.
Yeah.
You've got a morning show on a big network. This could be great. Don't mess it up. Hey, let's end with a moment of Rob.
You get a Rob.
What do you do when you can't get away from toxic people? Do you do when you just can't cut these people off? We've been talking all week about getting away from people that bring you down, people that don't support you. What happens if you have a mean boss that you can't escape right now because you need the money?
Yeah.
We all need our jobs.
Mm-hmm.
What about a family member who just cannot be happy for you? What do you do when you can't unfriend them or cut them out of your life? The only answer is empathy. Instead of getting hurt, get empathetic. When they can't show kindness, you must. This doesn't excuse what they are doing for 1 second, but it does explain it. So the next time a parent disapproves or a boss doesn't understand, stop and think about their life. And I guarantee you, the crueler they are, the more pain they are in. Let's all have a little bit of empathy today. That is it's for this week. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Corey show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen, and leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be nice. Bye-bye, everyone.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.